The MPP has made a case for the compilation of a totally new voters register for next year's general elections. The party says the current register is highly flawed and cannot be relied upon for any free, fair and credible election. The leadership of the NPP today held a news conference in Accra where it presented what it describes as incontrovertible evidence to prove its claim that the current register is overbloated. The news conference brought together the party's flag bearer, Nanado, his running mates, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, National Chairman Paul Afoko, and General Secretary Kwabena Jepon, for the first time in several months. Dr. Bawumia and Kwabena Jepon had earlier in the day presented documents to the new chairperson of the EC, Charlotte Osei, to support their call for a new register. Here is a report by Bubukle Enugu.
The auditorium of the Adisa Hotel in Accra, venue for the news conference, was filled to capacity with party bigwigs and both local and international journalists. In a show of renewed unity within the rank and file of the party, all the support-feeding faction came together to present their case. National Chairman Paul Afoko set the tone when he said their call for a new register is to restore confidence in the electoral system and the EC.
The NPP has always been at the forefront of the development of our democratic dispensation, coming up at all times with innovative ideas to ensure that we will go forward enhancing and deepening the democracy we have. Our role cannot be challenged by anybody. What we seek to do is, one, to help this country realize that democracy, elections, especially elections, is not a time for us to draw swords and to fight. It is rather a time for the people to express their will freely and for that will to be recognized and accepted by all.
Then followed the party's flag bearer, Nana Akufo-Addo, who reiterated the importance of a new voters register before the 2016 elections.
It is instructive to note that on March the 25th, 2015, President John Mahama, as then chairman of ECOWAS, intervened in the political dispute in neighboring Togo by requesting the postponement of the election originally scheduled for April 15 to May 25, 2015. His intervention was in response to calls from Togo's opposition party over the credibility of the voters' register, which they alleged was bloated. Indeed, President Mahama urged the Togolese authorities to agree to establish a credible voters' register, arguing that it was important Togo went into the election with a register which enjoyed the confidence of all parties. This request was heeded. The peaceful acceptance of the election result by stakeholders in Togo is indicative of how appropriate the president's intervention was. Clearly, what is good for Togo must be good for Ghana.
The running mate of the NPP and chairman of the party's electoral reform committee, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, gave evidence to show that the current register is not reliable. According to him, variables such as the voters register as a percentage of the population, NHIS special registration, and usual increases and decreases in the voters register between 2008 and 2012 all prove that the register is not clean.
The curious case of the increased NHIS special registration in the Borno-Ahafo and Bolsa region, both border regions, coupled with the massive increase in voter registration in some border constituencies between 2008 and 2012, resulted in us initiating investigative work to ascertain whether, in fact, citizens of Togo, Burkina Faso, and Cote d'Ivoire do register to vote in Ghanaian elections. We obtained the Togo Voters Register. Now we proceeded to use the methodology that was a team of young men and women. We used what we call facial biometric recognition technology. The system has found what we call potential matches of 76,286.
The party has some recommendations for the Electoral Commission.
The new register should result in the issue of permanent voter cards, the PVCs, as was done in Nigeria in the recent election. The period of registration for the new register should be a maximum of 2 weeks. and that new registration should take place simultaneously across all polling stations.
Dr. Baumia said the evidence they have provided so far is just 10% of what they have.
Bubukli Ndogo reporting.
And now we have pollster Ben Epson on the line to share his thoughts on the MPP's call for a new voters register. Thank you very much for joining us, Ben Epson.
Hello, good afternoon to our listeners.
And good afternoon to you too. Now, you've had what is going on right now. Do you think it is really necessary for a new register?
I think that the MPP press conference justified what I had been saying all along. While there may be disagreement with the voters register, the solution or the prospect of having a free and fair 2016 elections, the solution is not in a new register, but in taking care and ensuring that whatever comes forth is taken care of. Because if you look at the statistics of the 2010 census, vis-a-vis the registration of the 2012 voters register, I don't think it's bloated. But if you say it's bloated, you might be able to show, and the registration is not in excess as per the census.
Now, Benson, they are saying that they've done extensive research to actually investigations, I should say, to come out with this results that they held a conference to bring out in the media.
That's the research that they've done to support their claim. I'm using a population census that was released after 2010. And I'm saying that from the population census vis-a-vis the voters that we have, the register is not bloated.
Okay, what do you say about this claim that 76,000 people were actually Togolese and they found out that they had Togolese cards and, of course, Ghanaian cards as well?
From what I heard, they said that they found those names in the Togolese voters register, which were also in Ghana's register. That is their claim to support their argument for a voters register. I haven't got the opportunity to cross-check. What I'm saying is that from the census figures, vis-a-vis voter population numbers, the census is not voter. If they want a new voter, they must come with a better argument. But in terms of voting, it is not.
Now, they are claiming that voters register of 54% of the total population is unacceptable.
That is not true. Because the 2010 census figures plus the 2.5% growth rate per year indicates that 2012 Ghanaians will almost be 26 million. And given the fact that 55.28% are above 18 years, the total resident population would have been 98% of the possible total. So it's just not possible. Unless they've conducted their own national census. And they are saying that figure.
So are you directly actually saying that their findings and whatever they brought out is actually flawed? Are you challenging its credibility?
I'm saying that I don't have proof to challenge that there are 74,000 Togolese. But based on the census figures and voter registration, I'm challenging their claim that the voter register is bloated. I'm not challenging whatever work they've done, because I'm able to cross-check that there are so many Togolese on Ghana's voters register. But I'm challenging the claim that I'm basing my analysis on the voters register vis-a-vis the population census. That is bloated. It's not true. I disagree.
You disagree on that. Now, they also raised an issue about those who register with NHIS cards, and they are saying that permanent voter cards should be given to them as done in Nigeria. Now, what's your take on that too?
See, the voters register, you don't know, the laws cannot be done with retrospective effect. So the court ruled that henceforth you can't register with a voters, with a health insurance ID card. Many people had been using voting a health insurance ID card as the only form of identity. So do you know who registered with the health insurance ID card? Two, even with the health insurance ID card, the voters register is not bloated.
So that is your take?
Yes, please.
Now, they are saying that this will restore confidence in the new register and also help in our democratic process. Are you saying that it's not really necessary to call for a new register?
A new register, my brother, will not guarantee transparent elections. It is hard-working, educated, and loyal polling agents at the 45,000, expected 45,000 polling stations in 2016, which will guarantee safe and transparent elections, not necessarily a new voters register.